Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, where you can listen to the hits of the 80s and more worldwide right there in your Amazon Echo device at home, at work. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Mike O'Brien, Carla Ray, our producer Morty, waking you up this morning. Carla, it's Thursday morning.
It is Thursday morning. We are next in line. Tomorrow is Friday.
Yes.
Everybody kept telling me it's 5, because I said, why don't we just get Thursday drunk today?
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. You don't need to give me that excuse. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. Now I want to go to Spain.
Why is that?
I want to go to Spain. I have a friend who's going for like 10 days. However, research shows they're the happiest country. The happiest country.
In Spain.
We're number 20. Spain is the happiest country.
And we're number 20?
We're number 20.
We're not that happy?
We're not that happy right now, Mike. No, we are not.
What's the problem?
I don't know. There's a lot of animosity in our
country.
We're
all living the American dream. Why
are we? I don't know. I know. Exactly. Yeah. Happiest and healthiest, apparently.
Oh.
Healthiest as well. Spain. All they do is drink wine there. I mean, hello.
And beaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Beaches, so.
I know. So that's my goal. I might do a quick weekend trip to Spain. Can I do that? I can do a weekend.
Your happy
there,
weekend?
Yeah. And there Groupon. And there's some Groupon.
Leave on Friday right after
happy,
the show.
Healthy.
And then
yeah. Can
fly off to Spain.
Yeah.
Get
on.
A dose of happiness.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to be an hour late, Mike. My flight was a little bit late.
But I'll be happy.
Yes, but exactly.
At least I'll be happy.
And look how healthy I am. Come on.
You look fabulous. Did you go to Spain?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of fact.
Sunshine today. Going to be a happy day today, Carla. Sunshine.
Good.
Plenty of sunshine. Maybe some high clouds tomorrow, but high today and tomorrow in the low 70s, only about 46 outside right now. All right, Carla, happy Carla, will have her take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
People in China will be seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, kind of.
Oh.
Sort of.
All right, more on that and other stories. After Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Johnny Manziel been released by his CFL team and banned from the league as a whole. Banned from the league. Nobody seems to know what he did.
Shocked.
Other than violating conditions in his contract. I don't know what they were. Nobody's talking about it, but that's it. Done. Out. That's how that works. Poor Johnny Manziel.
When Canada doesn't even want you.
And talk about nice.
Yeah.
Jeez. No.
Oh, well.
It's too bad. A Star is Born being re-released with 12 additional minutes of footage. Most of the scenes feature Lady Gaga singing a lot of the songs from the movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a little more from A Star is Born, then you can get it now.
I just saw the movie.
You did see
it then.
Watched
it last night. It's
good.
Fabulous.
Isn't it?
It should
really
win some
good.
Awards.
Yeah, it should. Shouldn't it? Hopefully, Mike. It will have.
And Lady Gaga was awesome.
Who is she now? Who is the Gaga lady? Listen, she was on Kimmel last night, and you know, everybody's been talking about that duet at the Academy Awards.
Oh, they're dating.
Yeah, right. They're not dating. Oh. But, let her tell you.
People saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. The movie, A Star is Born, it's a love story. Look, I've had my arms wrapped around Tony Bennett for 3 years touring the world. I mean, when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel.
Are you having an affair with Tony Bennett? Be honest.
No.
She was good in it.
They both did such a great job.
And
everybody.
He was great.
Yeah, everybody
in the movie.
Else too. How about that, huh?
Fabulous.
And I mean, keep in mind, he wrote that, he directed it, he did, you know, that was his whole thing.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. And listen, China finally letting its people see Bohemian Rhapsody, but not really, because they're cutting out any scenes where Rami Malek kisses another man, and then all the drug use, that'll all be removed.
Oh.
So it's going to be like a 20-minute movie in China, but I'm sure they'll love it.
I'm sure they will.
Why not? The music was good. It was fabulous. It seemed like there was something missing, but
I thought he was gay.
Yeah, I know. No.
Didn't he do drugs?
No, he was not, apparently. Very clean young fella. That's what he was.
They go in, they see it, they they come out. And
that's it.
Just
yes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, that's about it. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Carla, I read this story, and I can't believe this doesn't happen more often in Vegas than it does, or maybe we just don't hear about it. But in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama,
yes,
a couple of people got into it at a buffet. Now, it just so happened there was a cop there eating, and here's how he described the situation. Listen to this.
As I sat down and literally maybe took two bites out of my plate, if you can imagine a fencing match, there's a woman who's beating a man, plates are shattering everywhere. Everyone was saying that they cut me in line. She cut me in line, he cut me in line, I was here first. They had been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15. So when they finally came out, it's very heated.
He also said that they grabbed the tongs.
Right.
And started almost like a sword fight.
Yeah, okay, good. That's
over the crab right. legs.
Oh, my God. Oh, people. People, people, people.
Believe it or not, this is a common thing.
Is it really?
Yes.
Especially when it comes to seafood. Any buffets with seafood, sometimes they run out. People get belligerent.
Wow. I've seen people throw plates down.
Yeah, because that's where we are now.
Yeah,
that's going to help.
That's where we are.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we are. That's why we're not the happiest or the healthiest.
God. Right.
That's why.
I think we all need to go to Spain.
Yes, we do.
Anybody else, have you ever seen this happen at a buffet? Because we have them all over the city.
Yeah. Like, there's not enough flipping food at a buffet?
702-739-9636. Text or call. If you've seen this actually happen, a throwdown at a buffet.
At a buffet.
We want to hear from
Fight
you.
Fight Club.
Also, by the way, Jimmy Buffett tickets, win them before you can buy them. Got those to give away. We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We were talking about that buffet war down in Huntsville, Alabama. And we were thinking, this probably happens more often than not here in Vegas with all the buffets we have. I've never seen one. Morty, you said you did.
I have. Yeah.
People texting in.
Teresa said about 6 years ago, had a friend in from out of town. We were at the buffet at the Strat. Some lady started a fight with my friend over shredded cheese. Lady actually went and got the manager after my friend walked away. Security was called, and the whole party had to leave because they were getting verbally abusive.
Over cheese.
Over cheese, Mike. Shredded cheese.
It's not even over crab legs.
No. No, but it was shredded cheese, you know.
I always wonder, and I know you do too, Carla, when you go to a buffet and you see people with their plates, some people, I guess, don't know they can go back.
Oh, my God. How high can you pile that fried chicken? Yeah, I know it. You know there are more mashed potatoes in the back, right?
They'll bring them out.
Jeez.
Sooner or later.
You know, my brother in D.C., Matt, he listens actually online. He's a runner. I mean, he's a runner.
Yeah, he's
a marathon runner, all that. Yeah. We'd go to a buffet, and it was embarrassing because he would go back like 7-8 times.
And he's not a big guy.
No, he's very lean. He's like 5'3".
Right.
And very lean, but it was so embarrassing. And we really thought we would get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is he doing? Putting in a bag? No, he's eating. Oh, like, even worse, he's eating all of it. Jeez.
Who wants dessert?
Yeah, I know. We're going to leave Matt. Okay,
wow.
Just leave him. We'll come back and get him.
All right.
It's crazy. It is crazy what you see at a buffet. It really is.
Buffett coming to town. This is going to be Saturday, October 19th. Win him before he could even buy him. We announced this concert last week. Tickets will go on sale Monday, but you have a chance to win him before you could buy him. He's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena at the MGM Grand Las Vegas. Dial it up as we get through news, traffic, and weather. 702-739-9636. We got a true or false quiz for you. 3 out of 5, and you're a winner. Starting with caller number 9. So good luck. We have Rob on the phone. Rob, you have a chance to win them before you can buy them. Buffett tickets. It's a true or false quiz, 3 out of 5, and you're a big winner. Now, the bonus today, I'm going to try and help you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Woo!
All right, let's see if that works out in your favor.
Well, you know Buffett pretty well.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
number
absolutely.
One.
Rob, Jimmy Buffett was born in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Is this true or false?
True.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I'm going to say he has a song after that hometown.
There you go.
True?
Pascagoula. It
yes.
is true. It is true.
All right, number two.
In grade school, he actually played the trombone. Is this true or false?
You know what, Rob? I'm going to say it's true only because there's a couple of songs where he features a trombone.
How could I say no when you're giving me such wonderful advice? Yes, true.
You got it.
Yes.
It is true. His very dear friend and mentor, one of the best friends he had, was Jim Morrison. Is this true or false?
Do all gyms hang out together?
Yeah, the gym club. I'm going to say false because in everything I've learned about Jimmy Buffett, I've never heard him in a conversation, an interview, or anything.
Right.
So I would say false.
I would say false.
Yeah, you should have gone with true on that one. I'm lying. It was Jim. Jim Croce was his very best friend.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm totally
Leroy
serious.
Leroy Brown.
Jim
wow.
Croce. Yes, yes. You got three of them. You're
Woo!
Done, Rob.
Rob, you
oh
got the
God.
Tickets.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a great day.
He's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in October. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks a lot for listening. And by the way, big game tonight for the VGK. Let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up 7:03 with a personal invite to join the Mike and Carla Morning Show team for the 5th annual Purple Stride Run Walk to End Pancreatic Cancer. We do this every year. If you want to register to walk or maybe run by us,
yes,
you can be a part of our team. Just text the word purple to 702-739-9636. You can register, find out all the information about it. We always have a good time and a good group.
Yes, we do.
Hopefully you can be a part of that. Sunshine today, maybe some high clouds. Tomorrow shouldn't be too bad. Highs in the low 70s.
Okay.
Today and tomorrow, maybe some rain over the weekend. A little breezy. It's only about 46 outside right now. All right, just a few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Lay's potato chips coming out with three new chip flavors inspired by different genres of music. The flavors are wavy electric lime and sea salt. That would be pop.
Uh-huh.
Flamin' Hot and dill pickle. That's hip hop.
Okay.
And kettle cooked classic beer cheese. That's rock.
Wow.
So those are your new chips. They all sound really good in some weird way. Walmart phasing out greeters, by the way, from their stores. You're
what?
Not
going
to be seeing greeters anymore. Nope. Nope. You have to go elsewhere, Mike, if you want to hear about their granddaughter's piano recital. You're going to have to go somewhere else now.
No, I was hoping to get a job.
Yeah, nope.
After
not
this
anymore.
Whole radio thing.
Nope, not anymore. Not now. Oh, they're getting rid of them. I know.
I would have been such a good
buy
one.
Paper towels is all I need, sir. Thank
Here's your
you
cart.
So much. I know.
How's it going?
I know. Yeah, they're phasing them out. So I got to be honest, I was at, I don't know, maybe quite some time ago, I was at Walmart. I haven't seen a greeter there in ages.
That's too bad.
Ages,
Mine has it.
Has Do they?
And all doors.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen
door.
It. Like two of them, I haven't seen a greeter.
I think
all.
Every store should have one.
Yeah, well, good luck. They don't want to pay for that.
Oh.
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, there's some that are really nice and do greet, and there's some
they're
that just
all really nice. Yeah.
At you.
Oh, yeah, I've always had good experiences. I just haven't seen them in ages now.
That's
so.
Too bad.
That's it. And a study took 50 U.S. cities into account. They found that Oklahoma City is the cheapest city for dating. It's the cheapest city to date in. About $88.
That's it?
A date. That's it. Yeah. Well, you're talking dinner and a tractor pull, so you got to do, you know. $88. That's pretty cheap. That really is. I mean, I don't know. Shoot.
And if you win the tractor pull tickets on the radio station.
Yes, that's right. Then you just have to, you know, spring for dinner. That's all. That's
some apple
it,
cider.
Man. Yeah. There.
$88 for
$88.
What's an average date here, I wonder?
I can tell you.
I don't even. Yeah, I don't know. Depending on what you do. I mean, I'm thinking that this is like dinner, you know, going to dinner.
And a movie,
and
maybe?
I don't know if it's a movie or something, but maybe, you know. That's it, though.
Like a, but like maybe drinks, dinner, and then a concert. What do you think that would run?
Oh, please, here? Well, yeah. I don't know who you're going to see, but that's going to be a lot of money. I don't know. You can't touch a concert ticket here for much less than $150, yeah. $200.
So $500, $750 bucks for a good date?
Say you get cheap seats. You got $300 there. Dinner is going to be at least $100 for the two of you, at least. Right?
Yep.
And you're probably going to have a couple of drinks. So for probably $500.
What's the most you've ever spent on a date? You know, if you've gone, or yeah. maybe you saw the bill.
Right.
Or in your mind, you added yeah. everything up and yeah. said, wow, he spent a lot tonight.
Right.
On a first date or an average date.
Yeah. Wow.
702-739-9636.
Yeah.
KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. I think it would be somewhere between $750 and $1,000 for drinks, dinner, and a concert.
But you're talking a date, though. I mean, we're talking a date. I don't know that you're going to do, like, the first few dates to a concert. Okay. I'm thinking you're going to go, I don't know.
All right, then $350 to $500. You know.
I
think you guys are still a little high.
Really?
I don't know where you're, yeah. I mean, I'm even just thinking, so you go to, I don't know, Grape Street, something like
wow.
that. Dinner, drinks,
how
right?
How you doing?
You know, having a... that's what I'm saying. I mean, unless you're going to go to Olive Garden, you're still going to pay.
Right. The Olive Garden's
not
even
Applebee's?
Cheap either.
I know. I mean, wherever you go...
All right, let's find out.
Yeah.
For those people dating...
I'll look up the average
or married
prices.
Couples that have that date night.
Right.
We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Okay, sounds good. You know what? It is Thursday. You're next in line, people. A few things you should know.
Talking about that, the cost of a date, an average date. Maybe we should establish what is a date.
Right. Well, it's funny because there is there's a little survey that looks at dating all across the United States. And what they're basically looking at is date in the form of dinner for two, you know, bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And a couple of movie tickets.
Oh.
You're talking maybe a first date or maybe a regular date for married couples, something like that.
Now, in Oklahoma, they say it's the cheapest.
Absolutely.
That would be the place, the most inexpensive date.
Oklahoma City, it's about $88 for a date night. Now, in Oklahoma, the state itself, the average price of a date, $63.
Wow.
Here in Nevada, $119. But if you think that's high, in New York, almost $300, $297. Yeah.
Wow.
Hawaii,
yeah.
$239.
For the same thing.
Yeah.
Dinner, bottle of wine,
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
a couple of movie tickets.
Now, if you just trot over to Alaska, it's about $95.
Okay.
So, you know, just you save a little money depending on where you live. We got a couple of texts. It's interesting, the spectrum. Morgan said, my husband and I have been married for 2 years now. Got a 21-month-old son. So date night doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
True date night for us usually costs somewhere between $150 and $400 if we go to a show or the night's game, which was our last date night.
Wow. I could imagine that would get pretty spendy.
Absolutely.
For a night's game?
Yeah. We try to see a movie every couple of months, though, but that usually includes fast food on the way to the theater. So... yeah.
What did you say, Morty? Jack it up a little bit and bring some plates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy it up a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bring a little wine with you. Pour that in your paper cup. Now, Darcy might have this down. We'll be celebrating our 19th wedding anniversary in March. We still have date night. It's on Wednesday. It's on Wednesday because Station Casinos, they have $4 movies for people over 50.
Nice.
And you get a discount on dinner. Bam. Love
smart.
It.
Now, see, that works for
great.
Them.
I know.
However.
I know. That's great.
Okay.
That is great. What do you and Jody do on day? A lot of times you go to a show.
We just go to a dinner or a show or
right.
something. But I normally... we'll throw out maybe $150 to $250, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I mean, dinner, we like to have a nice dinner.
Right.
With
right.
a couple of beverages.
Yeah.
And a couple of pops.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends, I guess. At what stage you're at also.
Yeah, exactly. Because
yeah.
you can go, if you've been with someone for a while, you can go, you know, either way, you can go fancy, you can go cheap. It
right.
doesn't really matter, you know, so.
And then, of course, she's going to say, I remember when we first started
remember
dating.
When you used to dance.
Yeah.
You don't dance anymore. Jeez.
Well, different strokes for different
Why
folks.
Are you wearing that?
Comb your hair.
Put on your good underwear.
It's Queen.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
On 96.3 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, we were talking about the cost of a date, maybe a first date or a second or third date.
Right.
The average in Oklahoma City, not bad as compared to here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But the big question would be finding a date, first of all, before
you gotta find one.
So I found this old film, Carla. I want to play for everybody.
Okay.
That might help you find a date.
Okay.
All right, let me hook up the projector here and
got
hit
it.
The button.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is look. Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Yes, he'd enjoy that. Except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior. Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty. And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun. What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun, too.
Oh.
Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated and would be fun on a date.
Yes.
That what a boy likes. I just want to be appreciated on a date. That's all I want. That's all I want.
She
just
seems a little superior.
Yeah. Betty. Betty doesn't look like she'd be very much fun.
I don't know if that helps you at all.
So date a girl named Anne.
There you go.
That's it.
She seems like she would be fun.
You want to go out with Woody. And who doesn't? Jeez, hello.
Daryl Hall, John Oates, Maneater, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. About 8:03, what was it last week? John Oates was telling us about the meaning behind Maneater.
Yeah, behind that, yeah.
Started out as about a girl who was gorgeous and sat down and had the mouth of a sailor.
Yeah, it sounds like me.
And then,
the mouth of a sailor anyhow, but...
And then they said, we can't be about a girl.
Yeah.
And they talked about New York City, and that's what it ended up being about.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go, the meaning behind Maneater. Daryl Hall, John Oates. All right, those tickets for Janet Jackson. This is a hot ticket.
Oh, is it ever?
Now, tickets don't even go on sale until Saturday. But this is going to be for her residency over at the Park Theater, Park MGM. And this will be in May, July, and August. Boy, that is a nice residency.
No kidding.
She looks healthy. She looks good.
She looks great.
Sounds awesome.
Man.
So we have those tickets to give away. We'll do that at about 8:40. And, of course, being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Sunshine today, maybe some high clouds tomorrow. The good news, highs in the low 70s today and tomorrow. About 51 outside right now. Nice. We love it. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news. Get to that after Great White. Once bitten, twice shy.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, let me tell you, I mentioned yesterday the Notebook, the different ending in the UK. Well, there is a reason for that, apparently. The fans there were just foaming at the mouth. And it's not their fault. It's not Netflix UK's fault. They said an alternate version of Notebook, it exists, and apparently that was the one they gave to us.
Oh.
So they said some, and they do. I mentioned yesterday, you know, some films, they have more than one ending.
They'll have like two or three.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's the one they got. By the way, Nicholas Sparks, who wrote the book, said, he was on the Today Show, and he said, I actually prefer the original ending, for what it's worth. And I think that was the original ending, the one with the birds.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know that. How about that?
Because I know when they do a film, they'll shoot two, especially when it's a big suspense or you know, they're trying to, and then they'll market it or they'll show it in front of different audiences and get a reaction.
Yeah.
And then after that, they'll go back and say, okay, this was the best reaction. We should stick with this ending.
Stick with this one, yeah. You know, the original ending for, hello, Glenn Close, Michael Douglas, Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
She didn't die, apparently, in the original one. She did not die.
She could come back.
She could come back.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, guys. She could come back.
Oh, hold on.
I know.
Hold on for a second.
Shut up! Okay, I will.
Actually, it'd be more the guy.
Man, shut up.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Netflix says the version will now be the one that has always made you sob hysterically, where they both die.
Okay.
Sorry if you haven't seen the movie. A lot of talking.
Even I've seen the movie.
Yes,
okay,
I know.
So.
Jonas Brothers. If you were waiting, people, they're releasing a new song tomorrow. It's called Sucker. Sounds like they're releasing a whole new album here shortly. And they're not the Jonas Brothers anymore. They're just called Jonas now. So, yeah.
But they're still brothers, right?
They're still brothers. Okay. They are, as far as I know. I don't know. Turn them over. Or they, yes, they're still brothers. And we don't talk a lot about this show, but I know, Morty, you watch it. I watch it occasionally, and it is a lot of fun. The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
I mention it because last night was the season finale, and all of the masks came off. Well, the bee took third place. Off came the mask, Gladys Knight.
What?
Yeah.
Third place.
Yeah, third place.
Third
second,
place?
Yeah.
Why? Now, let me because I don't watch it.
Right.
How did she end up in third? They couldn't guess who she was?
It's an elimination show, first of all. And they go by who, you know, how good you are and all of that. But you don't know who they are. You don't know who they are.
Gladys Knight comes in third?
Well, second place, that was the peacock. Donny Osmond.
How do they get these people
Donny Osmond, I know. These
costumes on?
Well, and though you may not be a fan, Mike, or know much of his music, the winner of The Masked Singer was the monster, and it was T-Pain.
Shut up!
Yes! Yes! Huge
T-Pain?
Rapper doing T-Pain. This show. Yeah, he's huge. He's big. Oh. He's pretty big.
Okay.
I mean, for a show like that, that's pretty big. That's a get.
Wow.
You know, yeah, all of them, though. I mean, some of the people that were on, and we were laughing because, like, Terry Bradshaw was on, Tori Spelling.
Oh,
they were all eliminated early. But, yeah, so if you get a chance to watch the last episode, just bring it up. It's a lot of fun. It's my painfully deep take.
You were talking about The Masked Singer.
Yes. Yeah.
So the season finale, this is amazing that they got Gladys Knight to do this.
I know.
All right.
So coming she came in third. Yeah.
She came in third. Here's Gladys Knight. Oh, no, that's
no,
the winner.
No, that's not.
On,
that's
hold,
not.
Hold,
yeah,
hold,
yeah.
Hold on for a second. Just think of her as this classy,
I know,
and just a great artist,
she
a legend,
is, man.
And this for somebody to talk her into wearing this costume is amazing.
They had some pretty big people on. I mean, so she came in third.
She came in third.
And
hold
then,
on,
you know, right across the street,
I have Donny Osmond here. Listen to this.
Came in second.
Honest.
He's like the best sport on earth. I mean, he'll do whatever.
From that, I would have never guessed.
No,
it's Donny Osmond.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And they did songs that aren't, you know, that they're not known for.
Right.
You
right.
know?
And of course, they unveil the winner.
Yep.
T-Pain!
T-Pain!
No way! Are you kidding me?
And like Morty said, the judges kind of make the show.
Yeah, they're good.
So.
It's really a fun show.
It is.
They have to outdo themselves next time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Tickets for Janet Jackson coming up. We'll do that. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian
Musical Theater.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, Janet Jackson coming to Vegas. Park Theater, Park MGM. Her residency is going to be in May, July, and August. Evidently, she's doing something in June.
Yeah, I know. She's got some plans, apparently, in June. Okay,
these
fine.
Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And being Thursday, normally we do Thespian Musical Theater, and we're going to do it.
Yes.
But there's a slight change.
Yeah. We're going to do Millennial Musical Theater, which is why I'm playing a little Dead Mouse and Cascade underneath.
Is that
man.
What you're... Oh,
yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that the...
Yeah.
When you say Dead Mouse, is that the guy with the big...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the mouse
on
head.
His, on his
yeah.
head.
See how good you are? Look at how hip you are. You're such... You're a
you know
hip,
what? If I would have known...
Cat,
if I would have known back in the late 70s, that's all it took was to put a big ball on my
well,
head.
Well, Mickey did it first, so...
I would have been huge.
I know. No kidding.
All right. All you have to do is identify the name of this song that the lyrics are from that we're performing in Thespian Millennial Theater. Here it is. As I was walking by, I saw you standing there with a smile.
Looking shy. You caught my eye. I thought you might want to hang for a while.
Well, I'd like to be there. And you know, it's Friday, too.
I hope you can find the time this weekend to relax and unwind. It's a Janet Jackson song.
All right.
Okay.
Light it up. 702-739-9636. I know you want it one more time.
Yes.
Here it is. As I was walking by, I saw you standing there with a smile.
Looking shy. You caught my eye. I thought you might want to hang for a while.
Well, I'd like to be there. And you know, it's Friday, too.
I hope you can find the time this weekend to relax and unwind.
All you have to do is tell us what the name of that song is that those lyrics are from. After news and weather, ninth caller, 702-739-9636. You are a winner. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets for Janet Jackson. We're calling this
Thespian Millennial Theater.
Here you go. As I was walking by, I saw you standing there with a smile.
Looking shy. You caught my eye. I thought you might want to hang for a while.
Well, I'd like to be there. And you know, it's Friday, too.
I hope you can find the time this weekend to relax and unwind.
Liz, from those lyrics, can you identify by title that Janet Jackson song?
Is it Escapade?
It is, Liz. Oh, good job.
Woo!
Good job, my dear. That
how did
is
you
awesome.
Ever get it?
Oh, my God. How did you get it?
I didn't know what it was. You got the tickets. You're going to see Janet Jackson.
All right.
These tickets will be good for her residency May, July, and August over at the Park Theater, Park MGM, the From the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks for listening. And oh, by the way, big night tonight for VGK. So let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Boy, is this handy. A pizza pocket hoodie just went up on Kickstarter. It's a hooded sweatshirt with a triangular pocket in the front and a removable insulated triangular pouch for storing a warm slice of pizza.
Oh, my God. How lazy are we? Oh, my God. Hold on, honey.
They sell for $55.
What?
Okay. And they're going to ship in June if the Kickstarter hits $5,000.
That is great.
That's like five pizzas.
That is great. Yeah.
Like, I'd rather eat
it
five pizzas.
Don't worry, Morty. They got the pizza diaper, too. So don't worry.
You're right. First of all, how lazy are we? And second of all, how much do you love pizza?
God, I know.
I have to take one piece with me.
Yeah, honey. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Jeez.
Imagine the
face on
the...
Are we going to the Smith Center? No, they only have peanuts.
On his date.
Is that you? What?
Don't worry, it's already warm. You want a piece?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you could have your own if I get you a pizza.
Oh, wow.
Pocket hoodie. Woman in Georgia ordered an apple pie at McDonald's the other day and had to wait 5 minutes for it.
Oh,
She assumed that since she had to wait, it was free.
Okay.
So she started walking away, and then they said, no, you have to pay for that. It's a buck. Well, she flipped out, and now she's got arrested, and there's a higher bill she's going to have to pay.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, here, this is where it
never
starts.
Never assume.
No, do not assume. That makes a ass out of assuming. 13 years old, he is. He lives in the Philippines. Carlito Marvel. He's so addicted to video games that his mom feeds him by hand so he won't be forced to take his eyes off the screen. Yeah, not joking, people. She feeds him meals. She says, you know what? I used to nag about him playing, but he could never leave the couch. So I figure, you know what? I'm trying a different approach. He has to eat, right?
Right.
So I'll just feed him. Now, I love him. I'm his mother, and I want to take care of him.
Of course.
You know what? Get a scoop and get his butt off the couch. Man, alive.
Just short of hooking up tubes.
Yes.
What mom's doing is she's looking at the future.
I'll tell you what, grandparent wouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You get up and walk around, you lazy little brat.
Mom thinks she's going to have
Carla.
A future in playing video games, so she's feeding
yes,
him.
Yes, maybe that's
so he
it.
Can make money.
Boy, with this voice, I wish I had kids. I'll tell you right now. What? I'm sure
the kids do, too.
Yeah, I know. And this has just been discovered in Antarctica. They say that there is an eerie hum, like, throughout the country. There is just this hum. Scientists think it could be coming from the shifting of massive ice. You know, there's like an ice shelf there.
Right.
And because climate change is causing some weird things, but they say there's just a constant hum. And I'm hoping that's what people think when they're at my house, too. When they just, what's that humming? What? It's ice. It's a shifting of the ice.
It's a whole weather thing.
Just come in a minute. Just hold on.
The biggest ice shift.
Yes, exactly. Hang on. All right, I'll be right down. You make yourself comfortable. My robe tie. Told you could have just left that on the porch, for the love of God. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Tell me something good.
He's 8 years old. He lives in Florida. His name is Tommy Morrissey. You might have heard his name before. He's a pretty good little athlete. He was only born with one arm, though, so he's had to learn to play sports, of course, with just the one arm. Well, he got to take batting practice recently with the St. Louis Cardinals at spring training, and they kind of helped him. You know, he's only got to, he just has his left arm.
Okay.
And he's a little league player, and now he's in the news because he hit an inside-the-park home run at a baseball game.
Oh, that's
awesome. And the video has gone viral. Just so you know, Mike, as a golfer, he's 8. And, I mean, he looks the size of an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
One arm. He can drive a ball 200 yards.
That's funny. Bad, bad,
bad. 200 yards. I know, exactly. Whatever.
That's amazing.
Yes. No kidding. Yeah, he's really good. Real Sports did a little segment on him recently. And, yeah, at age 7, he was driving the ball almost 200 yards. He's the only child with a missing limb to ever qualify for. It's called the U.S. Kids World Championships. And he also, you'll love this, came 6 inches from getting a hole in one.
Oh, stop it.
At a par 3 in North Carolina this past summer.
I love that story.
It is amazing. And I'm telling you this, he has a charity foundation. It's called Unlimited Foundation. Unlimited. UNLIMBET.
Oh.
Yeah, ITED. Excuse me. Unlimited Foundation. Helps out other kids who are missing limbs. That want to play something, they may need something like that. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Tommy Morrissey, 8 years old, can drive a ball 200 miles, hit a home run inside.
I remember there was a pitcher for the Yankees, Jim Abbott.
Yes,
he played for the Yankees, a couple of other teams, only had one arm. Man. And then there was there's a football player now for the Seattle Seahawks.
Didn't they just sign him, or did, like, was it his first
brother,
year or something?
His brother, but he has one arm.
Yeah,
and he's a receiver.
This is amazing. Nothing. You know what? And if you are determined and you have that attitude, nothing's going to stop you.
Yep, right.
Nothing is going to stop you.
Great
at
story.
All. You know, and I don't want to put bad news out there, but I do want to mention the fact.
Especially after a good story.
I know it, but hopefully he will be okay. Luke Perry. Hello, Dylan Walsh from 90210, 52 years old. He had a stroke, and it's a pretty massive stroke. He's in the hospital.
Wow.
Hopefully he will be okay, but I just wanted to put it out there because there's a lot of news going on with 90210 right now in the reboot. So hopefully he will be okay. I'll have more tomorrow.
And put that story on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page if you want to read more about it. 96.3KKLZ.com, where, by the way, if you have a good story, a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it. So submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Do that. Wendy Rush coming in next. Janet Jackson tickets. She'll have your next chance to win. 11:40. So make sure you're listening for that as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by the M Resort. An epic getaway any day. New Marquee Reward. Rewards members get up to $300 at free play. See Marquee Rewards Center for details. We kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon next.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.